Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Nick sent a piece from the Daily Mail about sex dreams.
Why we have them and what they're about?
A neurologist looked into it. If you just scroll down on it Dr. Rahul Jandial, and this guy is dreamy. You look at Dr. Rahul. I'm going to be dreaming about Dr. Rahul later today. But Dr. Rahul says...
It's because you're gay.
...that apparently some people, and I'm not familiar with this, but 8 out of 10 people at some point dream about having sex with people who they don't even find attractive, often friends or colleagues.
You know what? That's
your dreams don't make a lot of sense sometimes.
No, but I don't think I've had a sex dream about someone who's unattractive. Or most of them, it's people I don't know.
But it's when I've had sex dreams about people I do know, I mean, it's
puss.
I disagree with that one. I think once you're having sex with somebody, you actually want to have sex with somebody, and in your dream, at least you're having sex with somebody.
Oh, he goes a little deeper
into
this.
In that moment.
Right, in that moment.
But this thing, say that just because you're dreaming about having sex with them doesn't mean you're attracted to them when you wake up.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've discussed this part. It could cause an overwhelming sense of guilt in some cases if the dream involved a friend's partner, for example, or if the dreamer was cheating on their spouse.
Well, we've all dealt with that, where your wife would dream about something and they're mad at you in the morning. And it's just funny. It's one of those things. I dream that you were screwing around, that kind of stuff. And then they're mad at you in the morning.
How but could you?
If I've had dreams where other people involved, I don't feel guilty because it was a dream. You know, you can't control that crap, you know? You know, you just wake up and go on with your day, you know?
How about this one?
I remember my dreams for about 90 seconds after I wake up.
That's pretty much
no matter what they are,
you got to write them down right away, you say. But you can't lean over on the tablet on your nightstand and write, hey, it was a great dream.
And it's got to be right after you wake up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to record it right then and there or it's going to go away.
Right.
This I'm not familiar with either. It is not uncommon for straight people to have erotic dreams about someone of the same sex. I have never dreamed of banging a dude.
Yeah, we get that out
of
our system.
It's reality.
Here.
It's because you just take care of that in real life, you know.
Right. Your dreams have come true.
I don't think I've ever dreamed you that way, but I don't want to sound so uber heterosexual that I'm not gay. But I can see that happening easily.
I just haven't. Yeah. New book out.
Not gay
you might not remember.
Not gay when you're awake.
You're right. I wouldn't remember.
Right.
New book is out to explain.
Plus, why that wasn't a dream, Todd.
Yeah, why we dream about certain individuals and assure people that sex dreams are not always the result of subconscious desires. We've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Sex dreams.
What are they then?
Someone.
You are hot and heavy in these dreams, though, man. I told you I was licking the pillow one time. And I remember my wife. I was laying next to my wife. I'm licking the pillow. And I woke up licking the pillow. You know I'm licking in the dream, too. And I remember, I'm so glad she didn't wake up to watch me licking the pillow.
She would have been surprised you weren't biting it.
Yeah. We wrote that earlier, by the way.
You ever wake up gagging?
See, you want to think that she'd be horrified waking up seeing you licking the pillow. But I bet a lot of money she'd look at that and go, yeah.
Well, she wasn't thinking I was what I was dreaming about either. She probably thought, well, he must be hungry for a pillow.
Well, better than pillow than her.
Biting it. Better the pillow than her.
What causes one to drool while they sleep?
I wish I knew because I would stop doing that.
Me too, Nick.
Yes, once in a while, I wake up with a puddle of drool on my pillow.
I think you fall asleep with your mouth open.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you generally, when that happens to me, if I fall asleep,
I wake up
with a dry mouth, not a puddle next to me.
But generally, I wake up from a nap drooling, and it's like 2 p.m. I'm not doing anything. Like, what am I doing with my
now
life?
Now get up and take the day.
Carpe friggin' diem.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, drooling out.
All right, the hunky Dr. Raul says there are two types of sex dreams. Their causes are completely different. A sex dream involving someone you are attracted to and fantasize about regularly while awake can manifest in our dreams. But the other type of sex dream stars seemingly random people, even if the dreamer dislikes them or finds them unattractive.
Well, we used to have this bit on this show, and we still do, especially when more people working in the building. They used to come and tell us if you had a sex dream about somebody, you had to tell them.
HR loves that.
Yeah, does that rule still apply? We took that out of the building, and then we had just people call, and we would conference up their coworkers, and then they would confess that they had a dream about them. And everybody got laid afterwards. Yeah. It was great. I don't know why we stopped doing it.
That was a good bit. You called the person. Because first of all, the person is always flattered that they had a sex dream about them. And most of the time it's flattery, because the person in real life. Hey, I had a sex dream about you last night, Unless you describe it to them, they might gross out, I was drooling all over you. It was 2 p.m. Yeah.
I was drooling.
Yeah. You didn't want it.
You made me drool.
You didn't want it.
In the dream. Is this sex dream consensual? Yeah. All right.
Probably not.
All dreams are the product of the imagination network, and that's in capital letters in our brain, unbound by the rules of logic of our waking life when we're dreaming. The imagination is unfettered, free to find loose associations and connections in our memories that can lead us to think about people in our lives, surprising, disturbing, and even in erotic ways.
Didn't the Imagination Network also do Sesame Street?
That's what it sounds like to me,
so.
Right?
Big umbrella.
Yeah. I rarely remember dreams, and what I do, I'm just doing some like menial task in them.
I like having a dream where I'm just straight up, excited. And I'm thinking, this is pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I woke up with
an interesting way to term it.
I woke up with a boner.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'll wake up from the menial task dreams like that, but it would make a lot more sense if it was a sexual dream.
Right.
Instead of like doing yard work in my dream, you wake up, you're just like, whoa, okay.
You really like tending the grass.
Where's the fertilizer? Let's go.
Well, you got your imagination network, and then you got your executive network. That's the logical stuff, and apparently the executive network in your brain shuts down when you dream. So you can't stop the erotic flights of fantasy before they take off.
All right.
Yeah, they don't seem to make sense most of the time.
They don't. That's why you don't get mad at people when they have a dream.
Well, I do like this part though. It says that whether a person experiences a sex dream has little to do with how sexually active they are in their waking life. They said the best predictor of sex dreams is how often you daydream or fantasize about sex during your waking life.
Which is most of the time.
Yeah, so if you're a dude,
it's all the time.
You skip the part about how much porn they watch or how much they masturbate.
Yeah.
Still doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a factor.
No matter
what type of sexually active you are in your waking life, that doesn't really impact your sex dream.
Ladies, a guy looks at you and he's thinking about having sex with you within the first couple seconds of looking at you.
Yeah.
In general.
What about people who have?
Doesn't mean you dwell on it, but it's just because guys are pigs, man.
Yeah. Do people who have not had sex have sex dreams?
It's a good question.
According to that,
Well, your first wet dream.
But according
to that, you didn't have sex yet. I didn't have sex my first wet dream.
How sexually active you are in your waking life, whether or not sexually active, doesn't impact you, whether or not you have sex dreams.
But how do your wet dreams work? Does your genitalia just like catch everything?
It's like a spillway.
It's a catch all. You know? Yeah. A spillway.
Don't spill me.
Yeah, whatever comes in just gets caught in there and comes down the canal.
Yeah, at least he don't have to wash the sheets.
No, he ain't drooling on his face. Right.
Dr. Susan.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Wake up.
Drooling from down below.
Yeah. If our erotic imagination is more active when we're awake, it is highly possible we become more open to erotic dreams at night.
Yeah, well, that's us. We're not exactly straight-laced all-American, you know, fake dudes who we think about sex all the time, and most guys do.
Sometimes lunch.
And they're not telling you, they're lying about it, you know.
It may come as a surprise, and it does to me, because I'm not familiar with this, to know that the mind does not typically conjure up the ideal sexual mate to star in one's erotic dreams. It rarely includes the ultimate dream partner. More often than not, the dreamer knows the star of their erotic dream personally.
True, but I've had ones where that the person, I don't know, you mentioned that, Todd, that the person is not even, doesn't exist in my life. I don't know who these people are. You know, it's a random person. But most of the time it's about a real person, for sure.
Like who?
Yeah, you know, I almost said something.
He almost said something. Yeah, you almost got him. Good job, Nick.
Yeah, I ain't going there. They're not regular basis ones. It could be anybody. Somebody I knew in the past. They show up. The older you get, the more chance you dream about somebody in the past for some reason.
Okay,
you
know? I shut off the radio. Nobody's listening anymore. Go ahead and tell me. Stop. I turned all the buttons off, I promise.
I have sex dreams about my wife every night. Aww. She's not listening. She's not listening, but and she didn't listen to podcasts.
And I want to know if this is the case with anybody else, because I don't find this to be true. Dreamers typically imagine someone closer to home, someone exceedingly ordinary, unattractive, or even repellent.
Repellent might mean they're attractive, but they're horrible people, and we all know them.
Yeah.
They're usually at a rally on the weekends, but they're not really that attractive either, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is why sex dreams often star ex-partners, ex-bosses. I know I'll dream about Jim Sucks once I quit working here, but now I don't dream about him now.
I do.
Co-workers, friends, neighbors.
It's all really gay.
That's who it is, yeah.
So we're all just really gay.
Even family members.
He loves it.
This is all not familiar with me. It often takes place in familiar settings. Now, usually I go someplace exotic. It's random and it's weird.
That's traveling tug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't bang your sister in Hawaii then?
No.
So you said, okay, cool.
A Dutch runner on a deserted island?
Can we bang your sister in Hawaii?
Yes. In our dreams, we can.
99% of the time, I don't think I know the people in my dreams.
Well, you smoke a lot of dope, too. That might have something to do with that. If we had that in here.
That really affects.
Because my dreams actually are people I know. I mean, not just sex dreams. I dream about people I know all the time, you know.
No randos? No randos.
Oh, there are some randos. I've had randos. I don't know who these people are. I've had some randos, yeah.
Okay, I turned all the buttons off. Just tell us who you're dreaming about.
You tell me you're dreaming about.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
With your show. All right.
Were you dreaming about me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
We're all just hoping you say us.
I don't have gay dreams. Yeah.
We just want the validation.
We're some kind of gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some kind of gay.
It's some kind of gay.
Some kind of gay. Jim Sucks. I have naked dreams about him.
Says
and I
right
get
here.
All the time.
Co-workers.
I'm just grossing him out and driving
he's
in.
He's so uncomfortable.
I know he is.
He's
that's pulling
into the parking lot.
I love it.
He might be pulling into the parking lot right now. It's me and Jim Sucks. And in the dream, his name is what he's doing to.
Oh. Well, there's a visual I didn't need.
I know. I didn't need that. Now I'm freaked out.
That crossed the line.
I apologize to everybody involved. Sorry, Jim. I'm joking, obviously.
Now he's pulling out of the parking lot.
He's going home.
Yeah.
He works from home a lot. He's probably staying home, probably.
Oh, yeah. Today he is.
So he can have a nap and he can dream.
He's turning around right now.
Yep. Nope, not today.
Back to Blair.
Whipping a Yui and going home.
Just joking.